You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech today, fireworks between Apple and Google. Here's what happened. Google has a security research team. Last week, they published a blog post saying that someone, they didn't say who, had found a whole bunch of exploits through an iPhone and were able to track users who visited a particular website on their iPhones. Basically, they'd found a whole host of vulnerabilities in the iPhone. Not just one, but a constellation of them, and they were being used by someone really sophisticated and smart. It wasn't clear at all who. So Google put that out. It seemed like it changed the way we think about iPhone security. It looked like a black eye towards Apple, but was pretty mysterious. Then today, Apple published a blog post, and they said, you know what? Google is making people afraid. They're hyping the fear. It was just a small period of time where this was happening, and it was just a small group, Uyghurs, and it was irresponsible of Google to pump it up that much. So that has led to a couple of other responses. Number one is, holy cow, it was Uyghurs, which suggests that what has happened is it was the Chinese government that had all of these exploits. That is a big deal, which Apple kind of glosses over in their post. It's not their responsibility to lay it all out, but it is a big deal buried in a sentence in the post. Second of all, security researchers are not happy with Apple. If you look at the security experts I follow, they say, no, this was a big deal. This was very serious, and Apple is downplaying it. Google has responded saying, look, we did our research. We published our research. It is also true, though, that Apple does have a point that if you weren't visiting Uyghur sites during that two-month time period, your phone wasn't hacked. But it's also true, as the security researchers say, a whole bunch of vulnerabilities were found in iPhones. That's an important story. Anyway, the most important thing is that somehow the Chinese government, we assume, got a massive series of entry points into iPhones and used them against a subset of their people. That's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you next week.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.